Our special guest this morning is violinist Augustine Hodulik, in town for the finale of the Hawaii Symphony Concert Season, a program which includes music of Beethoven, Ravel, and Roussel, this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Good morning, Augustine.
Hi, good morning.
This is your third appearance here in the islands. Can I assume you have a special rapport with this orchestra?
Yeah, I love coming here, and I think the orchestra is sounding better than ever, judging from yesterday's rehearsal.
Say, you received a Grammy Award recently.
Yes, I received the Grammy Award 3 years ago for a recording of the Dutilleux Violin Concerto with the Seattle Symphony.
The Dutilleux?
Dutilleux, yeah, yeah.
That's not done very often.
Yeah, it's a pretty obscure piece, but very, very beautiful, written in 1981, full of very special colors. So I love it very much and hope it does get programmed a bit more, yeah.
I like the music I've heard of Dutilleux very much. How many concertos in your repertoire?
So they're probably close to, I haven't counted them now, but I think they're probably close to 20 that I've performed. Mm-hmm. But each season I play between 10 and maybe 14 different ones and kind of rotate between them, which does keep it exciting and fresh.
Are you studying anything new at the moment?
I have plans to learn a concerto by Sofia Gubaidulina next year, and that's I try to add one every year or two, but
so are these works written specifically for you?
Not I actually haven't had a concerto written for me, but a few years ago the American composer David Lang, he wrote a solo violin work for me, sort of this epic solo violin piece, which turned out to be, it was really wonderful, I thought, it's called Mystery Sonatas. Mm-hmm. And it was very special, actually, to work with the composer directly. But of course, you never quite know what you're going to get when you agree to it. You don't know what the piece is really going to be like. It's in a way, it's easier to take the plunge if the piece is already there. You can look at it and, you know, if I feel this is a great piece, then I'm totally confident in learning it.
What about that tango piece you recorded by André Previn?
Tango Song and Dance, yes, by André Previn. I think that's a lovely piece. I think it's my favorite piece of his. He wrote it for Anne-Sophie Mutter. Mm-hmm. Back when they were together, when they were a couple, and so it's in a way it's kind of almost an homage to the violin, and it's very it's kind of a love story there.
Well, you played it beautifully, and you also received a Grammy nomination for your recording of that tango piece by Previn. This weekend, of course, you'll be performing the Beethoven Violin Concerto, certainly one of the towering works of the repertoire, still considered by many to be the ultimate test for the concert violinist.
You know, it's very interesting because in terms of technical challenges, there are many pieces written afterwards that are more difficult, I guess. Like, you know, Tchaikovsky goes much further, and then in the modern period, it's much more difficult. But the reason why it's considered to be such a test is because the violin part is very, very transparent and very exposed. So you are really aware of every little imperfection, and it really must be very pure and clear, and so it's definitely hard. And at the time it was written, it was really something that almost nobody was able to play, which explains why audiences really didn't like it very much for the first few decades of its existence, mm-hmm. because probably the performances were not really up to snuff.
But I think what you're saying about the music is that it calls not so much for virtuosity, but artistry.
Right. Yes, and kind of one of the challenges of the piece is that he takes the classical concerto form that you might find in that Mozart also used, but he stretches it and expands it. And because of the scope of the piece, the performer really has to think about how to pace it so that as a listener you can still you know where you are, and there's this kind of sense of direction, and the whole thing hangs together, but without losing those special moments that you get lost in. And my favorite part of the piece has always been the second movement, which I think is kind of transcendent in a way. Mm-hmm. It's really every time I play it and every time I hear it, I feel that I kind of get transported. So that never gets old.
And it's also the simplest of the movements.
It is in a way, yes. It's this. This is something really special about this piece is that it's actually in a way one of Beethoven's simplest pieces. Many other pieces of his are constructed out of motives and very, very carefully and tediously. You know, he kept working at it until something great emerged. But this piece feels like it's actually composed quite quickly, like some kind of quicker inspiration, and it's very, very simple. But the more you hear it, the more you think about it, the more beautiful it just keeps getting more and more beautiful. So it's somehow distilled into this, beauty.
Well, I didn't have the heart to break in earlier, but I think seraphic is a good word for that music, the slow movement from the Beethoven Violin Concerto. We're speaking today with violinist Augustine Hodelik in town to perform Beethoven's Violin Concerto with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. It'll be tomorrow, two performances, 7:30, Saturday night at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, then a matinee performance, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Augustine, that was Yasha Heifetz, violinist you have been compared to by many critics. He was also a famous exemplar of the Beethoven Concerto, but stylistically, you and Heifetz are quite different.
Yeah, I think so. When I was just listening to this, but I have to say though, it's so beautiful and perfect how he plays as well, so it's really convincing. What I like about it is that it's somehow very spoken, almost conversational, or like mm-hmm. there's a fluency to it. I think one thing that's very different about my approach is that at the beginning, the orchestra, actually, that main theme is only ever played by the orchestra. And I think that for the violin line to follow the orchestral line and kind of really react to it, I think is essential. This is kind of like a very intimate piece of chamber music where the violinist is always playing in a duet with the bassoon and then with the horns, and I think that's something very beautiful about it. But this movement never gets old, actually. If I play it 1,000 times, it always gets me.
Now, you'll be playing not Beethoven's own cadenzas in this concerto, but a cadenza by Kreisler.
Yes, Fritz Kreisler. I think they're really very brilliant, his cadenzas. Of course, stylistically somewhat different from Beethoven, but he had this incredible idea in the cadenza to the first movement of combining the main themes of the movement and playing them on top of each other, and it creates this it feels very climactic that they finally come together, and I think it's in the effect it has with this cadenza is kind of unsurpassed, I think.
Now, do you think the Beethoven Concerto is a work to be tackled early in one's career?
Well, this is a good question. A lot of people always say, no, that's a piece. You have to wait with playing that because, you know, you have to be very mature to interpret it. And it's true that it takes many years to understand it and you have to think about it a long time. But I think there's really a benefit in starting early so that because it really is also very difficult to play and it does take such a long time to kind of absorb it and process it. So I'm very happy that I started playing this when I was 8.
Oh.
I started working on it. And of course, if I hear a recording of when I played it when I was 12, you know, I think it's terrible now. Yeah, whatever. But I started so early. So at this point, it's already been, 27 years.
I think that's plenty of prep time.
So that's it helps. If I had started it when I was 25, I might not.
Right, if you don't start early, you'll never make it.
Where I'm now with the piece. So I think it's very important to start early. But it is also true that this is one of the works that one plays better as one gets older. Yeah.
And you've certainly had experience with it. And we're looking forward to this weekend's performance very much. Augustine Hodelik will be guesting with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this weekend, Saturday at 7:30, and matinee performance again on Sunday at 4 p.m. Also on the program, music of Ravel and Roussel. And before you go, Augustine, do you have any new recordings coming out? Any special plans for the future?
Well, there was just a recording that came out a few weeks ago of the Brahms Concerto. It's another big favorite, of course, in the repertoire, and coupled with the Ligeti Violin Concerto. So there's a very strong contrast there. But they have some things in common, actually, among other... Ligeti's Hungarian, and Brahms has this strong affinity for Hungarian music, and there's a Hungarian dance in the last movement. And so when you hear them next to each other, you actually notice more similarities than one might expect. But yeah, that was just released on Warner Classics in April.
Okay, we look forward to that as well. Augustine Hodulik, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. We look forward to the concert at the Blaisdell Concert Hall this weekend. And, well, come see us again.
All right, thanks a lot. Great to see you.
Thank you.